Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus it will be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday afternoon, I went to bless Bill and Karen Hollenbeck's new home. Well, it was new to them, but I knew the previous occupants very well, namely Eddie and Betty Christian. Do you remember them? Eddie Christian was a highly sought-after defense attorney in Fort Smith, and Betty was a devout Catholic lady. The very first time I visited that house on Park Avenue was when I arrived here in Fort Smith in December of 2013, and Eddie was lying in a hospice bed in his home. Shortly thereafter, we had the funeral mass for Eddie Christian Sr. here at Immaculate Conception. As the Hollenbecks moved into their new home, it suddenly hit me that someday they too will move out of that beautiful Park Avenue home and leave it for someone else. Every time I drive down Cliff Drive and pass Dr. Marlon Hoag's home, I think of the many times I visited him and gave him communion and anointing of the sick. Dr. Hoag, as many of you remember, was usually eating cereal or watching NFL football on Sunday afternoon when I went to see him. But he was always clear-minded and said all the prayers, even as his body grew weaker. Now someone else lives in that beautiful home on Cliff Drive, and they have removed the wheelchair ramp that used to go up to the front door. Occasionally, I give visitors a tour of our beautiful church, and someone compliments me by saying, "Father, you sure have a stunning church." I reply, "Thank you." But I feel a little like the Hollenbecks and the Hoags, and know that someone was the occupant as pastor of this house of God before me. And one day I will leave it for my successor. That is both a very sobering thought, but I believe it is also a very spiritual thought. In other words, every home has a line of successors. No one person or family gets to hold on to a home forever. In the gospel today, Jesus tells a similar sober but spiritual parable of a rich man who thinks he will hang on to his possessions forever. The man's overconfidence prompts him to say to himself, "Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry." Jesus, however, points out God's perspective, saying, "But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?'" In other words, learn the lesson of the Hollenbecks and the Hoags, and don't grow too attached to worldly wealth like a beautiful home. Sooner or later, you will leave it behind to your successors. "And I will leave this parish behind to another pastor, hopefully a long time from now." Rather, make your true treasure your precious faith, which reminds you your true home is waiting for you in heaven. You know, another thing I have witnessed since arriving in Fort Smith is the people's exceeding generosity. In the past 6 years, I have conducted 3 major fundraising campaigns. The first one was for the renovation of our church, called Restoring to Glory. The second one was for Immaculate Conception School, called Tomorrow's Promise Campaign. And the third one was for Trinity Junior High, called Strike a Match. All those campaigns were wildly successful. Not because I'm such a good salesman. Not at all. Instead, their success depended entirely on the people of Fort Smith, who are extremely generous with their gifts. Why is that? Well, one reason is that the people here instinctively get it. Like the Hollenbecks and the Hoags, we get it, that we are ultimately stewards rather than owners of what we have. And we will leave it all to someone else. In other words, people of faith have their treasure in heaven, not on earth. Archbishop Peter Sarton described 3 stages of learning to be stewards with these 3 words: mine, ours, and yours. He said, "Toddlers grasp at toys and declare defiantly, 'Mine!' When people get married, they say lovingly, 'Ours!' And when we stand on the doorstep of eternity, we say with faith, 'Yours.'" The sooner we learn to say "yours," the happier and the holier we will be. And that, by the way, is what I'm thinking when I come to bless your new home. Praised be Jesus Christ.